everyone, and welcome back to Love Girls, the podcast where every girl has a story. I'm Jasmine Babers, the founder of Love Girls Magazine, and I'm here with my beautiful co-host, Michaela Hugh Shaw, and we hope that you are all safe and healthy and surrounded by people you love. We wanted to bring you something special and a little bit personal in these tough times and send out our love to you all in the best way we know how, which is sharing stories, collaborating, and spreading positivity.
Yeah, thanks, Jasmine. We are so excited that you're tuning into this special episode about relationships in what we now call a pandemic. And we hope that you find this episode to be uplifting and that you also get a chance to learn something new. But Jasmine, I have a question for you because I sadly haven't been able to see you in, oh gosh, months, probably months. Mm-hmm. I know, it's so sad. But how are you doing? And what's been easy about this new transition into what we call social distancing, and what's been hard?
Oh my gosh, thank you. I'm good. I'm counting my blessings for sure. It's been hard to be isolated, but there's a lot of really sad, really bad things happening to a lot of really good people. It's been a blessing that I'm safe and healthy and my family's safe and healthy. I don't have any complaints, but how are you? I know a lot has been going on with graduation and just being isolated in quarantine. How have you been?
You know, I wake up every single day and I know that I have to just take it one day at a time. Sometimes I wake up and I'm so hopeful and cheery and excited about whatever is going on during the day. I'm still taking classes and working from home, so it is keeping me pretty busy. But there are other times where I wake up and I feel defeated and unmotivated, and I'm trying to just recognize when that does come up for me and what I need to do to help myself through that. I kept joking about the virtual graduation in the earlier part of March. Like, yeah, that's not going to happen to us. We're going to be able to walk. It'll be fine. So I found all the TikToks and memes on Facebook, but now it's real. And I'm not going to lie, it is disappointing because you work so hard for 4 years, and that is the one moment that you look forward to. And not even just you, your family as well. And me being a first generation college student, I know how much it means to my family and how important it is that my siblings get to see me walk across that stage to know that they can do it as well. But I'm looking forward to the virtual graduation. In all honesty, my cap and gown just came in the mail. I will definitely be putting that on. I'm going to still try to make it as special as possible. But yeah, I'm really doing okay. And I'm glad to hear that you are too. It's really important to ask how the people around you are doing during this time.
For sure. And I'm excited to celebrate you still. And I'm so proud of you. Getting a degree is not a small feat. So, you know, hats off.
Thank you. It'll still be coming in the mail. It'll be just fine.
Exactly. It will still be the same thing.
Well, with this episode today, all about relationships, we wanted to bring in someone who is extremely well-versed and accomplished and amazing, and that is Rumaysa Khawaja, also known as Coach Rue. She is certified in social emotional intelligence for leadership and coaching, and she has built her career helping people achieve dynamic, positive changes in their lives by providing them with meaningful tools to implement day to day. In fact, she is all about going from someday to day one, and I love that quote from her. I carry that with me all the time. And Rue also hosts the Real Talk with Rue podcast, which is available wherever you listen to podcasts. So, Coach Rue, you've brought so much love and light to the Quad Cities, and we're grateful to have you join us today. Welcome to the podcast.
Oh, thank you so much, ladies, for having me. I was like getting choked up over here listening to you guys talking. It's so sweet. Thanks for having me today.
Oh, of course. And how have the past few weeks been for you during this time? I know you've been busy. I watch all of your lives.
Super busy.
It's good. I have to say, it's been busy. Yeah, busier now than ever. And I'm not going to lie, the past couple of days, it's just been navigating. You know, I'm working from home and I've got a 4-year-old and she's at home and the husband's working from home. So just like figuring out how to take care of myself through all the different things. So, the past couple of days have been they've been interesting, and I'm learning to take my own advice and block out some time for just me, myself, and me in a house full of three.
Yeah, well, that's crucial during this time. Isn't it funny how the people who help other people usually aren't the best at taking their own advice?
Right. It's been, you know, I feel very blessed. I feel very grateful for all the opportunities that are coming. But it is, it's, we're only one person, and just really tending to making sure that I'm listening to my body and making time for myself. And then also with the family and really enjoying, you know, some of these learns and some of these downtime during quarantine life, right?
I agree with you 110%. Talking more about the relationship aspect of today's episode, I want to dive into some of the different types of relationships that we are learning to manage in this new time of social distancing. And one relationship type, I guess we could say, is that of romantic relationships, and really how you can keep your love alive during this time, but also doing it in a healthy way as well. And I currently live with my partner, and I asked him this yesterday, like, Anthony, how are we managing our healthy love during this time? And he laughed at me, of course, because it's Anthony. But one thing that he did bring up is that we've been really good about giving each other space, even if it is just in a different room. Like I said, I'm still taking classes and working from home, so I tend to stay in our bedroom more than anything, and he camps out in the living room when he's not doing other things. But we find the time to come together when it's time to eat meals. We try to go on daily walks or runs just to get outside a little bit. We've been trying to get creative with our cooking. It's going all right, if I do say so myself. And so I wanted to ask you, Rue, how can you still maintain that healthy relationship, and how can you find the space to give each other space?
Sure. Yeah. It's, you know, I'll use, for instance, you know, even if you do love each other immensely and you're living under the roof, you definitely can find those times where, you know, this is seriously like such a new time for every one of us of, you know, a lot of times we can kind of prepare ourselves to plan. Maybe you're moving in with your boyfriend, or, you know, you're engaged, or, you know, you have that space to get mentally ready for it. And with this, it's kind of like, okay, here we are. We're going to be living together. We're going to be working under the same roof, and you're in my space. So really finding those moments of being like, okay, I love to use time chunking as something, you know, really like carving out time to be like, all right, this is my time, my space. And also, you know, communicating with your loved one to say, I need my time. I need my time for myself. And this is, you know, the space is good because you're able to come up, you know, be creative with things, come up with ideas. When you're with someone 24/7, it doesn't, you know, allow you to have time to reflect and to think about things. It's just, you know, it's almost like a domino effect. It's easy to have arguments and things like that. So something that's been working for us at home is, you know, I'll be doing my work and he'll be watching my daughter, and then we'll take turns. I'll be with my daughter. But for those that are, you know, for you, Michaela, I mean, that's great. You're going for walks, cooking, finding joy. I would say at this time, as an individual, asking yourself, what is it that you're learning from this process? What is it that you want? What are you, you know, taking a deeper dive of what your vision is for yourself? And then when you know more about what you want, then you can also talk about the things that you guys want to do together. And what's your vision for yourselves together, if it's someone mm-hmm. that you like?
So what would you say to somebody who isn't really able to spend that time with their significant other during this time?
Yes, creating those moments together, absolutely. Having those, you can still have date night and, you know, order your favorite curbside restaurant food if they're open, or creating a meal, but then FaceTiming and having a dinner date. I don't know if you guys have seen the TikTok video of the guy who saw this girl singing on her rooftop, And then he asked her out, and then he like sent her, delivered her flowers, and it was really cute. And then he went in a bubble. I mean, I'm not saying that we can all find our bubble to like go to his house. He went to her house in this bubble with flowers and candy and asked her out. It was really cute. So clever. That's so sweet. So cute. And I guess the news got a hold of it. I don't remember what city it was in, but it was, we have to be really creative. And I think about those that are like online dating and mm-hmm. are just wanting to find someone, or just like, you know, maybe they're not in a relationship, but do want to meet someone. What does that mean? But just really creating those moments, you know, we may not be able to see one another, but how can we create our own happiness and with mm-hmm. our loved one and, yeah, see one another. One of my coaching clients, she's celebrating her 6-year anniversary with her boyfriend. And she was really bummed that they couldn't celebrate that the way they wanted to. She wanted all the bells and whistles. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? But this isn't forever. And guess what? You can do a redo. Like you can have multiple, you know, celebrations. So maybe right now you guys celebrate and they live together, you know, and create a meal and watch your favorite show or just be together and, you know, come up with some creative ways of like, it's not about the thing, right? It's not about, you know, where you're going, but it's about the experience with each other because it's about the connection in your relationship. And at the end of the day, isn't that what lasts?
I love that. I especially love what you said, Coach Rue, about creating moments. And celebrating and reflecting. So I currently do not have a significant other, but I have been trying to take extra care to nurture my platonic relationships and just doing my best to be a super supportive friend, a support system to my friends who have been struggling with all kinds of different things, like losing their job, not being able to walk in graduation. That's you, Michaela. And also a lot of people are battling depression and mental health right now, being isolated and quarantined. Mm-hmm. So I live in Chicago with my fantastic roommate, Iris and Johanna, and we have been quarantining together for over a month now. We've been doing tons of different activities. We've been cooking. I have currently learned how to make a pie. We've been cleaning a ton to make sure that we're staying healthy, and eating a lot. And we've been enjoying that.
Put on those elastic pants. I'm wearing them.
Oh my gosh, yes. Sweatpants all day. T-shirts all day. Except for on Zoom calls. Then you put on like your nice blouse.
Right.
And Easter was this past Sunday, and it was actually really, really hard for me. I'm about 3 hours away from my family, and they were doing a photo shoot, a social distancing photo shoot. My sister is a photographer, and she was taking pictures of people on their front porch for kind of like Easter portraits, and it was a really cute idea, and my family was doing it together, and I just kind of felt a little left out. I was really sad. So that was kind of like a hard moment for me, but Iris and I have, we lost a roommate. Johanna left after 14 days of quarantine. She was safe, so she went home to be with her family. So now it's just been me and Iris, and to kind of like keep ourselves sane, we actually have turned our apartment into a flower shop. I guess we've like become florists. We've become florists, and we have bouquets everywhere. We have Easter lilies, we have tulips, we have plants, we have everything. And it's really just been keeping us busy and uplifting our spirits. We've been bonding over it and just trying not to get stuck, trying to just find ways to keep ourselves happy. And it reminds us of spring. That's been my roommate relationships, and it's been an interesting time, but we've become so much closer.
I mean, that's beautiful right there. It's finding joy and creating your joy in your space. And yes, and that's something that you can control and find. And, you know, there are going to be moments, and we're human, and there's going to be certain triggers that come up for us, whether, yeah, the holidays. I felt also on Monday, I was feeling a little heavy. I was, and I don't know about you too. For myself, I'm like, if I'm busy, that's my way of coping, keeping busy, staying, you know, one thing after another. But then underneath it, I was feeling a little heaviness. And then I was like, you know what, Rue, it's okay. It's okay if you feel it. It's okay if you feel the sadness and just allow yourself to feel it. Because what comes after allowing yourself to feel it, you know, as you're able to process. And then, you know, once you can identify it, you move on. But the piece of, you know, I think about those that are staying by themselves, or if they are with roommates or with people that they're not really loving on, how can you create your own happiness? And so with that, just, reaching out for connection, or those that are not, they'll say that, you know, I'm fine, but really still reaching out to those that are saying I'm fine, because it gets very, I mean, even for myself, a couple of days will go by and I'm like, oh, I'll call you. Let's FaceTime tomorrow, or let's FaceTime the next day. And then it turns to the next day and next day. And how are we setting ourselves up for routines and habits? And when we come out of quarantine, what are our new habits going to be? Right. So really maintaining those habits that we had before quarantine that we enjoyed, and currently asking yourselves, what are the things that I'm enjoying right now that I want to take with me afterwards? And what are the things that I know, like I said the other day, we had Pizza Hut and Pepsi, and I never eat Pizza Hut and Pepsi. So I'm like, maybe that's where my mood, you know, my sadness came from. But just like, okay, cool, I had my Pizza Hut and my Pepsi, that's fine, and allowing permission, and you move on. But, you know, creating whatever habits for yourself, food wise, or getting your walks in, or flowers, like maybe you and your roommate created a new tradition for each other, you know, like having, maybe it's even a new business. I don't know.
I love that. Yeah. Iris is actually working on, she's taking like a logo design class, and we've been just like going over ideas and spending tons of time together. I know that you are a life coach, and you talk a lot about how to help people get unstuck. You're an expert in helping people in their lives and in their careers. And with our magazine and with the podcast, we focus a lot on young women, 13 to 25. And there are a lot of young women right now who might be listening, who are struggling in quarantine. I'm just wondering, what kind of advice might you give them to kind of help them get unstuck?
Sure. You know, it is practice, right? I mean, I grew up with a mother with mental illness, and there were a lot of quiet moments growing up. And there's a lot, it's really easy to focus on, like, you know, it's hard. Things are not, you know, I'm not okay. It's really easy to focus on what, on the sadness, right? And so what I would say to that is, you know, if you find yourself feeling alone or sad, what is one thing, even one thing that you can do to lift your spirits up? If it's making your bed, you know, just like finding some sort of structure or routine every day, whether it's waking up at a certain time or getting to bed at a certain time, but something that's your sacred space that you're doing for yourself. If it's making the bed, if it's listening to music, if it's getting on TikTok and just like doing a fun video, if it's reaching out to a bestie or a family member, but looking for motivation and something that sparks your interest. So it takes practice. I'm not going to, you know, say that, oh, you're going to feel 100% in no time, but it's, you know, adding these mini steps into your daily routine. And, you know, even if it's creating, having like a dinner party with a friend, or having, creating something, but something to look forward to. How can you create something to look forward to within your means that you can control? When you do that, you're focusing on what you can do rather than what you can't. And something that, you know, that's worked for me is, and that I share with people is, you know, if you have a negative thought, you guys have heard of law of attraction of, you know, the more that you're thinking that negative thought, the more you're going to, you know, all you're going to see is that negativity, or you're going to go down that spiral. So if you're having that thought, let's say it's money, how am I going to pay my bills? And you're thinking about it, you're thinking about it. Okay, well, I'm thinking about the thing. So let me just go into some other form of action. So maybe it's just, I'm going to fold my clothes, or I'm going to turn on a fun Netflix series or something to get my mind off of it. And repeating those steps every time that you think of that negative thought, think of something else and put it into action. Because, you know, we can read and we can hear all the things that we're supposed to do, but really taking a step and choosing differently, choosing like, I don't want to feel sad anymore. So what can I do to just like, just feel a little bit of lightness and building that momentum? You know, it's the more that we're building that momentum for sadness, we can do the same for joy. So getting into that practice, that's something.
Yeah, that's beautiful. I love that you just said you can choose your happiness still in the midst of all of this, and that you can focus on what you can control, even when it feels like we're really out of control. I, like Jasmine, have been trying to grow some plant babies this way too. She said I'm not a real plant mom though, because I don't have names for them yet. So maybe we'll do a poll of some sort on that. But I felt attacked, but it's fine, Jasmine. It's totally fine. You know what? I'm just going to keep letting them live their lives. They don't deserve labels. They can live how they please.
Are you talking to them, Michaela? You got to talk to them like they're your child.
Yes. I tell them that they are beautiful every single day. And Anthony looks at me like I'm crazy, but it's making me happy. That's one of my things that I do. And I've also noticed that even when I just open the blinds, and if I put on a little bit of makeup and do my hair, even if it is just for a Zoom call, and I grab a cup of coffee, that really changes my mood for the day. Mm-hmm. And it keeps me uplifted. And I hope that we all can find that one, two, or three things that can do that for us as well. And Coach Rue, you touched on this a little bit, but I want to talk a little bit more about reaching out and really what that can look like, especially if you're reaching out to someone that you haven't necessarily been connected with in a really long time. What are some different ways that you can do that? And what do you say to keep people encouraged?
You know, I this is a time where, you know, a lot of us are on technology a lot. Mm-hmm. Because there's either television or cooking or doing things at home, but social media is a thing, but we can, mm-hmm. you know, choose to what we focus on, what we look at, and there's a lot of fun stuff out there. But, you know, I would say, I don't want to say looking for a cry for help, but, you know, just noticing someone's post. You know, you can see someone's post and you can see, you know, someone may be reaching out for support, or someone may be having a hard day and mm-hmm. it pops up on your feed. But really, like, listening to your gut and saying, gosh, you know, I can see this person struggling today. I have a friend that has a couple of little boys, and, you know, I saw her post, and right away, I messaged her. I'm like, hey, do you want to do a FaceTime call? For someone that you might have gone to high school with, or someone, you know, and you're just noticing that, or you're thinking about them. I wonder whatever happened to. Listen to your gut, and you're wondering whatever happened to them. Reach out. Send them a message. You don't have to physically call them. Maybe just shoot them a line and saying, how are you? I was thinking of you. I hope you're healthy and well. I have a friend who reached out to actually someone that it was her best friend, and then they had a falling out in college, I believe. And she was just thinking of her, and she reached out to her. And there was no talk about the falling out. It was just talking about, and she found out that her grandmother, who's 80 something, was had COVID-19 and was in the hospital, and but overcame it and was coming home the next day. And so they got to connect, and they got to rekindle their friendship. And, you know, you don't know what someone else is going through right now. And I'm, you know, again, if I'm feeling it, if you guys are feeling it, we know that others are feeling it. And so just really leaning into connection and rather than waiting for them to reach out to you, going for that connection.
Yeah, because and that's so true, because in the beginning, I had so much anxiety around kind of like reaching out to people I hadn't talked to in a long time. But then once I started doing it, in a lot of ways, I feel like this has been an excuse to kind of rekindle old connections, spend extra time taking care of people, nurturing people, asking people how they're doing, how I can help. And so I feel like that's also been something that has really carried me through being quarantined and being isolated, is reaching out and having really fun conversations with people I haven't talked to in a while. Also, I'm connected with my coworkers. They're all over the world. I work for a lovely organization called Peace First, and we have residents, fellows and residents all over the world. And we've been connecting over snack times and chatting over Zoom. Me and my best friends have been having date nights on FaceTime. We're having Insecure watch parties. If you haven't seen
Insecure, I love that show.
Oh, you do? Yes. Yeah. Insecure, Issa Rae is a genius. Okay. Insecure is excellent. 10 out of 10. Must watch.
She's amazing.
You know, I've also been having watch parties, but it's not for Insecure. It was for Tiger King. I don't know how, if you haven't tuned in, would highly recommend it. If anything helped me get my mind off of what was going on, it was that show. And I truly believe that was why it is now one of the most successful documentaries in the history of documentaries, like they say.
100%.
It's a great, I would highly recommend. 10 out of 10 on Yelp, if I could give it a review. But I do think it's so important to think of fun ways to stay connected. Like Jasmine, you were just saying, doing FaceTime dates. I have been living my life on Zoom. I've also been doing like dinner parties with my family, especially with my mom and my aunt and my grandmother, just because I haven't seen them in probably over a month ever, pretty much since all of this has been going on. And it's helping me feel connected to everyone in a way. So I'm very thankful for Zoom and for webcams and for phones right now, because it's kind of closing that space that we all feel from being so far away from one another during this time.
Absolutely. You know, I was thinking back to, as we're talking, thinking about, you know, during 9/11. So I was in New York City at that time. And this was before. So the feeling, Jasmine, you're saying your roommate had left after 13 days, and just remembering myself living with three other girls, and they all worked in Wall Street at that time. And they all went back to New Jersey and Long Island. And so I had one friend that was still in town who I was close with. And so we would just walk around the streets and just kind of, you know, be together. And it was just really interesting. I mean, it does remind me a little bit of now, just in the sense of, you know, it's I don't want to say forcing, but we have to be creative on how we spend our time. And also, and like how, like the beauty of all of it too, you know, how this is happening universally. And we're in this truly together. We're not the only ones. And just trying to remember the perspective and all of it, that it's not just us and there's others. And so how can we as a community, or starting off in as an individual, then community, and just as a city, a state, and in the world, how can we, you know, have a bigger perspective? What does that mean for, you know, nonprofits, or how, what is it kind of having us tap into more? So you're saying, like, even for businesses, you know, creating now online, creating ways that people can shop, getting resources out to communities, and technology, and you, Michaela, you're able to do your school, yeah, it's really interesting. It's like, how can I flip the script? How can I flip on the up and say, you know what, still getting my diploma, still able to, you know, get my cap and gown and just really,
take pictures in my bedroom with them. Can't wait.
I can't wait to see them. I love what you were saying about kind of taking a moment. That was an amazing story that you shared. Thank you for sharing that story about 9/11. I can't imagine. I think that we will all look back on these moments and remember what this experience was like. I try and write down something every day that I've experienced that is kind of like unique to this situation. And it's also part of like my self-care routine, just to write something down every day, even if it's just a sentence to kind of remind me what I was doing that day. Coach Rue, I'm super interested in hearing from you about self-love. You talked about it a little bit in the beginning about taking care of yourself, making space for yourself. We know external relationships are so necessary and important, but what about the relationship with yourself? How do we nurture that at a time like this? And how can we find positivity and a little bit of gratitude for ourselves during this time?
Great question. Yes. This is, I always say, you know, we enter this world alone, right? You know, we enter like at the end of it, we leave alone. And so how can we create these, how can create what we want and our happiness and our joy? And, you know, we are our own, we're leading our own lives. Nobody's doing this for us. It's basically what I'm trying to say is that, you know, it's up to us to choose what we want. So, you know, something that helps in the morning, I mean, again, coming up with some sort of, whether it's even three things that, that you'd like to do today. So if you have some sort of direction or purpose for the day, the individual day of, okay, I'm going to do my laundry today. I'm going to call a friend. I'm going to make lunch, whatever it means for you. It doesn't have to be huge, or it can be something towards work, whatever you mean. But if you just start small with three things and having an intention with that first item and giving yourself maybe a 30-minute chunk, set your timer on your watch or on the phone, set the timer and take those 30 minutes to work on that first thing. So then your mind is intentional, you're working on something, take a 10-minute break when the timer goes off, call a friend, go to the restroom, drink some water, and then you move on to the next, you know, 30-minute chunk. And this way, you're seeing like, wow, okay, I got the dishes done, look at my kitchen, you know, there's just these little movements of things that you can feel accomplished, you can feel like, gosh, okay, I got a lot more done than I would have done. It sets the tone of on motivating, creating possibilities. You know, if we don't know what we're planning for the day, then we're kind of just sitting, you know, the day takes control of us. We don't take control of the day. And it's easy to spiral. So really setting up systems in that way. And whether it's in the morning or at night, you know, really, I like what you're saying about journaling and really writing down your gratitudes of, and it doesn't have to be huge. You know, and some people, it's really hard to find what you're thankful for, but really focusing on, okay, what made me happy? Okay, I got a phone call from someone, or I watched a show, or the food that I'm eating was so good, but really focusing on those little things or those big things that that you can focus on. So it just really changes your thought process and you're looking forward rather than what you didn't or what you can't do.
I don't know about you two, but I am a huge list maker. I make a list probably three times a day about things that I want to accomplish or things I need to accomplish. You know, there's definitely a differentiation between the two when it comes to school and work and other fun things that I'm trying to pursue during this time. And I always feel so happy when I get to cross something off of my list, but I'm also trying to find that grace with myself when I don't get a chance to cross something off of my list. I'm learning to not feel so defeated, like, oh, I should have been so much more productive today. But like you said, it can be about those small wins. And some of those small wins have been cleaning my kitchen, vacuuming, doing things that help me feel clean in my home, since that's where we're spending so much time. And that's really important.
And maybe it's even, taking rest. Or, you know, I know I have some friends, 20 things on their list, right? There's like a huge thing. I mean, I'm like you, Michaela. I like to write a lot of things down, but then also looking to be what's achievable and attainable right now, being realistic with the goals. And they're to keep you focused, but they shouldn't cause anxiety, right? It's you're doing these things, but also knowing and having compassion. I was talking to someone the other day, and currently, you know, we are, I don't know about you guys. I don't know. I've never been really a napper, but I notice around the afternoon, I start to feel more sluggish than ever. In the case of, and I was talking to her, and she's saying, you know, we're using our brain a lot more creatively to think of solutions. You know, we're thinking what we're going to eat 3 times a day, like making food, maybe washing dishes, thinking of like, oh, we're thinking of things that we normally don't have to think about. And so we're really using that part of the brain and that muscle. So just being kind and gracious to yourself, and knowing that if you feel extra tired, it's okay. There's nothing wrong with you. If it's been a couple of days and you don't want to get out of bed, that's the cue that, okay, let's go for some connection, or, you know, get some cold snow, you know, touch the snow outside. I can't believe we're talking about snow today, but
there's word
in April.
Right. Not April showers, but snow powder.
So I think that it's so important, especially in a time like this, when we're kind of all locked away in our own spaces, to kind of celebrate our small wins, but also celebrate each other. Life is still happening. The world is still moving. Graduations are coming up really quickly. Birthday parties are happening. I know, Michaela, it was Anthony's birthday a few days ago, and that's super exciting. He's turning 25. I'm also turning 25 this year. So shout out to the quarter life crisis.
It happens, girl. It happens. You know, you keep moving.
Yeah, you'll be okay, Jasmine. I know I was joking with you about it, but you're still young. You still have so many things to look forward to.
I guess I could rent a car now. I think that's the only thing that happens when you turn 25 is they don't charge you like that extra fee to rent a car.
I promise it gets better. It definitely gets better.
I'm excited. I really am. I'm hoping that 25 will be a pivotal year. But how was that celebration, Michaela, with a quarantine birthday?
Yeah. So Anthony turned 25. Anthony is my boyfriend of, oh goodness, about 5 years now. We're getting old, if anybody's getting
old. 5 years?
Isn't that crazy? It's been such a long time.
Actually crazy.
It is.
I have no idea.
So Anthony is from Houston, and obviously, I am the only, I guess we're family. I will call Anthony my family. I'm his only family here in Iowa, outside of my family members as well, that they love him. They claim him as their own. And I was trying to think of a way that we could still make the day feel special, especially when all of the days still kind of run together. I'm sure you both can attest for that as well. So I reached out to anybody that I could think of, whether that was family and friends in Houston. Anthony is a member of Kappa Alpha Psi fraternity, and I reached out to all of his fraternity brothers that are here in Iowa too. And I said, hey, he has no clue that we're going to do this, but hop on a Zoom call at 8:30 and I'm going to make some brownies. He's not really a cake person, so I made some brownies. I bought a cute little mural that said happy birthday, blew up some balloons, filled our living room with balloons, just to make it feel like a party, even if it was just two of us. But yes, 31 people hopped on the call at 8:30. There were so many people, and it's really crucial that we do things like that for our loved ones, or if it's our own birthdays, you know, our March, April, oh goodness, maybe our May and June birthdays as well, depending on how long this goes for. It's going to be crucial that we find unique ways to celebrate those people. I've also seen on Facebook lots of birthday parades. Have you, any of you seen those too?
Yeah, we're doing that next week.
Mm-hmm. Oh, whose birthday are you celebrating?
It's Zoha's preschool, one of her classmates. And so they're twins. So we're going to go by their house, honk, do a little car parade. And we're excited about that. You know,
that is so sweet.
That is too cute.
We're having like Zoom classes still. So it's, these little people need some love too.
Mm-hmm. The little people do. I have a friend in the Miss Iowa organization. She had a virtual party on Facebook for her son too. That was really sweet. And so they went live in a private group and everybody could comment, say happy birthday. Beforehand, she was collecting videos from people saying happy birthday. Like you said, we have to get really creative, but so far what I've seen, it's been very, very heartwarming. And like that with your daughter that just wrote warm my heart. The little people need love too. Like, yes,
they do.
Absolutely.
Today's my dad's birthday. He's 82 today. So after this, I'm going to run the Target and get a cake and just drop it off. And so we're going on about 5 weeks of not being able to see my parents. They're in a independent care living facility. So drop and run, but it helps to FaceTime every day and all of that too. So
happy birthday to him. Shout out to him. Wow, you guys, this conversation has been a blast. I'm so glad that we did this special episode. We loved having you here, Coach Rue, to chat with us today. Thank you so much for talking with us, spending time with us. This has been so good.
Thank you, really.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much, ladies, for having me. It's been fun. Thank you for the connection.
Of course. So as you all know, it is a part of our mission to spotlight girls around our community doing amazing things. And in this episode, we wanted to shout out our girl on fire who happens to be a talented photographer, talented writer, talented human, Elena Vallejo. She just took over our blog. She's doing fantastic work. So if you have a moment, take a peek at Love Girls blog at lovegirlsmagazine.com. And be sure to check out our social media pages. You can find us at Love Girls Magazine and at Love Girls the Podcast for all of our new content, new info, and of course, all the latest news.
Now, Coach Rue, where can our listeners find you on the socials? I know you're on most of the socials, but please give a shout out to yourself.
Yes, you can find me on Facebook at Coach Rue or on Instagram at Coach Rue with the number one. And that's linked to my TikTok. So it's at Coach Rue with the number one. And also right now, if you are looking for a I'm giving away a free coaching session per person. So if you need help strategizing, just a routine or find your new normal, I am doing that. So you can hit me up on any of those social platforms or on my website, coachramessa.com.
That's amazing.
So I feel like this is the time, to kind of formulate your thoughts and what you want more of or where you're at. So definitely want to give people that opportunity to connect.
Yes. Well, thank you again so much. And to all of our listeners and supporters, we literally couldn't do this without you. So thanks for hanging out with us today. We hope that you really enjoyed this special episode and that you can take a couple little nuggets with you, put them in your back pocket, pull them out whenever you need them. Be sure to share our podcast with your friends and family and help us spread the word. And if you listen to us on Apple Podcasts, be sure to leave a rating and a review. That is another way that people can be tuned into our message by seeing what you all have to say. We would love to hear your feedback. Thank you once again. We loved having you here today. Stay safe, be well, and wash your hands. Have a great rest of your day.